I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Transformational Soul Show with your host, Ruth Saltman.
Are you ready to experience more stability in your life?
You can change your life and be who you are meant to be, your authentic self.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Transformational Soul. My name is Ruth Saltman, and I'm really, really happy and honored that you could be here this evening. This show is streaming live on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, and X tonight. So I really want to welcome you, and thank you so much for being here. If you haven't been here before, I hope you would just say hello in the chat so that we can acknowledge you and welcome you to the show. And if you've been here before, thank you so much for coming back. I hope you will hit the like button, the thumbs up button, share the show, retweet the show. If you're on X, I'd greatly appreciate that. And thank you to all of you who have been sharing my show information every week. I greatly, greatly appreciate that. Hello, Richard. Nice to see you. And Robert, hello. Welcome. I'm glad you guys could be here tonight. I invite you to check out my website, ruthsaltman.com. That's R-U-T-H, S as in Sam, O-L, T as in Tom, M as in Mary, A, N as in Nancy.com. If you go to my website, you're going to see all kinds of information about my books, my services, and my oracle cards. And there are links on there where you can order. So check that out. And also check out the group, the Goldilocks Productions group on Telegram. We have an amazing group over there. So much amazing energy, so much amazing information, so much wonderful sharing. And I hope you will join us over there. It was really nice over the break to be able to keep in touch with a lot of you that are in that group. So that was really nice. Don't forget that Goldilocks Productions has an online store and you can purchase some pretty awesome merchandise. So go and check that out as well. And also these amazing, I know I have them here, Oracle cards from Goldilocks Productions that all of us show hosts got together and created. Those are absolutely fantastic. I'm sure you've seen them on all of our shows. Hello, Sarah. Nice to see you. So check those out. You can order your own set. And, you know, they have different quotes or or phrases from each of the show hosts. So, you know, that'd be really fun to use at home for yourself. And I want to wish a very happy birthday to everyone that is celebrating a birthday this week. And let's send out some love, light, and healing to all those who are in need. And also, especially remember Robin McGuire and her son, who are both recuperating from surgery. To Carol Ann Carey's daughter, Carrie, and to Veronica. Also to my son-in-law, Chris, my daughter, Amanda, and their family. Chris's mom made her transition on Monday. So we're going to send them a little bit extra love and light and healing energy. If you would like to give a tip or donation, you can do that via my Venmo, a Rumble rant on Rumble, or a Super Chat or Super Sticker on YouTube. Hello, Joyce. Welcome. Know that your tips and donations are greatly appreciated, and it helps to cover the cost of my show. Now, I also want to say I don't see her. I don't see this person yet, but Chi, thank you for your donation last week. I did see the Venmo after my show. And if I see you pop on, I will, you know, tell you again. But in case you watch the replay and you're not here tonight, thank you very much for your donation last week. Thank you so much to all of you who joined us this past Saturday for the Spiritual Message Circle. It was a great Spiritual Message Circle. It was so much fun. And if you have never joined us for that before, I hope you will join us. Let's see, what's the date? Later this month. So how's everybody doing out there? We've had some crazy weather across the U.S. in this past week. Is everybody doing okay? I sure hope so. We are just coming out from a deep freeze. Yep, a deep freeze. Temperatures dipped into the teens and the wind chills were in the single digits. We had a little freezing rain and some wind. And Texas is not, you know, well equipped for this kind of weather. The homes are, most homes sit on a slab and they're not that well insulated for cold weather. So you can imagine. Schools were closed yesterday. Many roads were closed due to ice. Now, the last time this happened was about 3 years ago. It was Valentine's Day weekend. And it was much worse that time. And it was a lot colder that time. And it lasted longer. Some people's pipes froze. We had no power. Some people went without power for many days. So we were very blessed this time around. And we held power. We had running water, and I'm so, so grateful for that. So grateful. I know many other areas had it much, much worse, and I hope everyone is staying safe and warm. Warm. You know, when it's that cold outside, you can't help but think about, you know, the stray animals, because we see a lot of stray dogs in our area and homeless people. I step outside with my dog for 5 minutes, and you know, I'm like, feel like an ice cube. So I can't even imagine. I just can't even imagine. And there were some businesses here that were opening up, like some of their stores or warehouses for heating stations. I forget what they were calling them, but so people could come in out of the cold. So I think that's wonderful too. Now we have chatted previously about 2024 and what kind of a year that we all feel like it's going to be. It's a year of awakenings and manifesting, a year of abundance and karma. And, you know, when we think about abundance, many times we see dollar signs, right? Because that's the first thing that comes to mind is more money. But abundance comes in all different forms. And there's all different kinds of abundance. But what does abundance even mean? It means to have more than you need. Well, we already know that scarcity is just an illusion. There is no lack. And when we think in terms of that, we lower our vibration and we create blocks or obstacles that get in the way of us receiving our abundance. Joyce said freezing there and some snow, 9 degrees this morning. Ooh. Yes, it was, Richard. The spiritual message circle was pretty busy. It was really, really awesome energy. Now, abundance, it has its own frequency. You just have to tap into that frequency. Just like with the frequency of love, the frequency of joy, they all have a frequency. And just like if you turn on your radio, you know, and you're tuning into what radio station you want to listen to, it's kind of the same thing. You have to tune into that frequency that you want to connect with. The energy that we put out into the universe matches, the universe matches it and sends it back to us. When we're working on manifesting, which is going to be huge for us this year, we have to put out crystal clear intentions of what we desire. We have to be clear because the universe responds to our energy. That's how the universe communicates with us, through energy and frequency. So if we're having all sorts of doubts about something that we're trying to manifest, if we don't believe it's going to manifest for us, or we have any fear around that, that is the energy that we're going to send out into the universe. That's the energy that the universe is going to recognize, amplify, and send back. So that's why we have to be very clear about what we want. Sometimes we don't even know. Sometimes we have to really get real with ourselves, right? Sometimes we might think we want this when we actually want that. And after really, you know, doing a little bit of inner work, having a good conversation with your higher self, you can better figure out what it is that you want exactly. Hello, Devin. Nice to see you. Oh, 10 degrees there. Oof. Yes, I've seen a lot of everybody's pictures on social media of the snow and the blizzard-like conditions. And yes, yes, yes. Now, another thing with abundance is that we don't want to focus on how it's going to come to us. What we need to focus on is the energy that we put out there to create it, to have the universe amplify it and respond to it and send it back to us. We don't have to worry about how it's going to happen. We just have to believe and know that it will. Because when we worry about or focus on how we're going to get it, that puts limitations on it. For example, let's say you want to increase your finances. So you start focusing on getting a raise at work, and that's all you're putting all your intentions into, getting a raise at work, getting a raise at work, getting a raise at work. Well, what if there was another way that some money was going to come to you? By strictly putting your focus there, you're kind of blocking that. So you don't want to focus on anything like that that's going to limit your abundance or that's going to block it from coming to you. You know, instead of focusing on like, I want a raise at work, or I'm getting a raise at work, or I got a raise at work, you want to focus on something like money flows to me from all sources or something to that effect. And affirmations work great for manifesting. And the reason that they work great is that they help to keep us focused. They help to keep us focused. And when we repeat those words, you know, those words, those thoughts, they create energy. And then we put that energy out there. And we put that energy into action. Well, the thing I personally have found with affirmations is it does help me to keep focused. When I focus on the affirmations, my mind doesn't wander to something else. I can stay where my attention needs to go. And be ready for things to transform very quickly in your life. Very quickly. All the changes may have you reeling because things are going to happen so quickly. So it's important to remember to stay centered and balanced. Centered and balanced. and enjoy the ride, because you deserve all the good that is coming to you, every single bit. And only give your energy to the things that you desire. Many times I'll see posts on social media of people saying things like, I hate this or I hate that. And they're giving all of their energy and attention to what they don't want. That's where they're putting their focus. So what do you think is going to happen? The universe is going to match that vibration and match that energy and send them more of what they don't want. That's why it's important to be very mindful of the words that you use in your affirmations. Be mindful of what you are asking for and be very clear with your intentions. Hello, Bobby. Nice to see you. So make this the best year of your life. And remember, and we talk about this a lot, no matter what chaos, no matter what confusion is going on in the world around us, we can keep our center. We can keep our balance. And it's important for us to do that. We don't want to get all caught up in the drama or the crap or any of that stuff. That is only going to distract us from where we need to be and what we need to be doing. So be the change that you want to see. If you want to see more love in the world, be that love. Put that love energy out there. If you want to see more kindness, be that kindness. Put that kindness out into the world. They have a ripple effect. And it comes back to you as well. Just by, you know, putting that energy out there, say, you know, doing one simple act of kindness, it ripples and it affects so many people that you will never know. It's absolutely amazing. Remember that you are responsible for your energy. Keep it positive. Others feel it too. It's contagious. Think about it. When you come in contact with someone who's like in a really foul mood, it kind of starts to rub off on you after you're around them for a little while. And when you come into contact with someone who, you know, is just on top of the world, that's contagious as well. So what would you rather be transmitting to other people, right? That positive vibrational energy. So be respectful of that. Be mindful of that. And remember that each and every one of us do it. Each and every one of us. Well, have a great night at work, Richard. Thank you so much for joining us for a bit. I really appreciate that. So work on what you want to manifest this year. It's very exciting to know that you can have, you can do, you can be everything that you want. The only limits you have is your own mind. Your own mind that is going to try to put fear in your way or some other kind of obstacle. Remember, we were all born with that treasure chest of gifts, spiritual gifts, talents. And it's important to open up that box and explore every single one of them, because we have each and every one of them for a reason. Otherwise, we wouldn't have brought them with us. So, you know, some people like to write, some like me, and some people like to paint. Some people like to, I mean, there's just like a million different things. Compassion is a gift. Not everyone is compassionate, which is really, really sad, but it's true. Not everyone is empathetic towards other people. Those are all gifts as well. But, you know, when they're a part of who we are, we forget that, wow, that is a gift, you know. That's just how I've always been. I thought everybody else was like that. I didn't think it was anything special, but it is special. It's very special. Have you ever met a person who had no compassion for anyone or no empathy for anyone? Yes, it's kind of scary because they're very cold. The feeling that you get from them is like kind of very cold and kind of very, I don't necessarily want to say dark because that's going to sound completely different than the way I mean it, but just a very low vibration. It's like they need to, you know, crack their inside open and let the love come in and let the light come in. But it's very sad when you see people like that. So it's really important to embrace all that you are. You can't dislike, you know, this one part of you and love the rest. You have to accept all of it. If you want other people to be accepting of you, you have to first be accepting of yourself. And how many times do we do that to ourselves, where there'll be something we don't like about ourselves, and that's the only thing that we can think about? We can't think about the 99 other things that we love about ourselves. We'll just focus on that one thing. And when we do, we're going to put that energy out there, right? And everyone else is going to as well. One thing I have noticed in the last couple of weeks is I have been seeing a certain color a lot. It has been popping up for me a lot. And I'm very excited about it because it's the color orange. And orange is all about creativity. Right? It's all about creativity. And I feel like I'm not the only one that's being bitten by that little creativity bug, but I feel like a lot of people are right now. And it's time to fulfill whatever it is that's nagging at you. Because there's something nagging at you that you really kind of want to do, or maybe you want to do it really, really bad, but you just hold back and you don't do it for whatever reason. Can't let fear stop you from anything, because fear is just an illusion. It's not even real. You know, people will, and society will try to make you think it is, and that if you're not this, 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 and this, well, you're not good enough to do anything. And we know that's not true. We know that's not true. We don't buy into that crap anymore. We know who we are. And if we don't, we're quickly learning. We are quickly learning, and we're quickly learning about all of those things that we've been hanging on to that are not for our best and highest good, that are really not even our things to be hanging on to. This thing, different things that have been put on us by, you know, our parents, our childhood, or whatever. I had something the other day. I had a little situation that, you know, how something can happen and it just kind of like irks you a little, kind of like rubs you the wrong way. And I sat there for days trying to figure out, why is this bothering me? Why is this bothering me? And then last night, I just popped into my head. I had this clear memory of kind of the same, I don't necessarily say the same exact experience, but kind of the same feeling about something that happened in my childhood. And it clicked that that's why this situation is irritating me. And it's just so funny because it was something that I had completely forgotten about, something that, you know, I don't think really affected me, or it wasn't anything that on the surface that I could tell did. And it wasn't even anything that I had remembered. So it was really awesome that once I remembered that, then I, you know, I thought through it all, processed it, and it's all gone now. So no matter how much healing we do, you know, there's going to be things that have happened in our past or something that's going to pop up from time to time, because we can't possibly remember every single thing when we're doing our healing. And a lot of times, you know, little things will pop up like that. Like we always say, triggers shine a spotlight where healing needs to take place. And this was something pretty small, but yet it was something that was there. So I just thought that was really cool that that happened and that that came up. And just out of the blue, you know, this memory from my childhood popped up. And it wasn't anything like traumatic or anything bad. It was just something that happened. And it wasn't really that big of a deal. But it was something that I guess stayed there and, you know, under the surface until something triggered it to come out. So know that no matter how much healing you do, you know, every once in a while, something could pop up that you don't even realize, that you don't even remember. So work on the stuff that you do remember. And, you know, little by little, maybe things will get triggered. Healing is very powerful. The healing that has been taking place here is very, it's very powerful, and it's very necessary in order for us to move on. Kind of like, you know, when we clean the house. Okay, let's say we haven't cleaned the house in 5 years. It's going to be pretty bad. And when we start dusting, moving old things out, you know, that's going to make some dust fly up and some dirt fly up. And we can sweep it some more or vacuum or whatever. And a lot of times we just move it around. But when we actually clean it all out and get rid of it and dispose of it, then it's gone. And then we, you know, when we clean house, a lot of us know this. A lot of times we'll have stuff like laying around where it doesn't necessarily belong or where we don't usually keep it. And when we pick it up and clean it up, it creates a better flow of energy. And like I could always tell when I was a kid, when I walked in the house from school, I could feel it the second I walked in that my mom had been cleaning. I didn't know it at the time, you know, why I knew that, but you can feel a change in the energy. Because sometimes, you know, when things just stay the same, the energy gets really, really stagnant and it doesn't want to move anywhere. And it just, you just stay stuck. So you want to get unstuck. Sometimes you might not even know that you're stuck. You might not even know that you're stuck. But, you know, just try new things. Try new experiences. Experience everything you can while you can. Figure out exactly, you know, what you love, what you want, what you desire, where you see yourself in a year, in 5 years. Because I guarantee you, doing the healing work and making those kinds of changes in your life, you are not the same person afterwards. You are not the same person. You're still you, but you are like you 2.0. You're like a such improved version of yourself. And that's what we should strive to be every day, a better version of ourselves than we were yesterday. We're not in competition with anybody. Just, you know, there's no competition on this journey. None. And our lessons will keep coming around until we learn them. That's a guarantee. That is a guarantee. A guarantee. We don't learn it the first, you know, 10 times. It's still going to come around time 11 until you get it. Because you have to. That's what you're here for. You're here to learn these lessons. You're here to experience these things. None of us know how long we're going to be here on this earth. None of us. So it's better to, you know, do things now instead of putting them off, because we might not be here tomorrow or the next day or the, you know, next week. I mean, we don't know. So all those things that you are really just so curious to try or craving, try it. What is it going to hurt? What do you have to lose? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Maybe you want to learn to dance. Not so you can go and, you know, perform, but maybe you've never learned to dance and you would really like to. Go take some dancing classes. You know, they have, a lot of places have like the big group ones and they do the line dances. And, you know, that would be really some great energy and music. There's great energy there too. But maybe that's something you've always thought about doing. And maybe you're at a point in your life where you're like, oh, you know, I'm single. That's probably not for me now. Or I'm too old, or I'm too this or too that. You're not. Maybe you want to take a class and learn how to paint. Maybe that's always been your dream. Whatever it might be, Do it. Do it. Do it. So, awesome, Sarah. Thank you. Thank you. So that's the message I have been getting, like, for the past few days, is about our abundance and about stepping out of our comfort zone and doing those things that sometimes we just have to push ourselves out of our comfort zone. We can't have somebody else do it for us. We have to take that step on our own, whatever it is you might want to do. Because, you know, being brave and courageous, you know, being courageous, that's doing something even though you are afraid or apprehensive about it. So be courageous. Be courageous. Step outside of your comfort zone and do something that you've always dreamed of doing. It could be something very, very small. It could be something huge. Whatever it is, the time is now to start. This is the time. This is the time. So I hope that message resonates with you. And I really hope that you will explore that treasure.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Just a little bit more, because we all have so many more gifts that we can bring to the table. We have so many more. And this is a wonderful time to bring them. This is a wonderful time to share them. It's a wonderful time to acknowledge them, and use them. Intuition is another one. We all have that one. And how many people don't even take that one out of the box? There's a lot of people that don't. A lot of people will tell you there's no such thing. Well, I beg to differ, because I hear mine all the time. I feel mine all the time. And it has never steered me wrong. That's like our inner GPS, right? It directs us. It helps us. It guides us, because our higher self already knows. It knows what to do. Most of the time we know, our higher self knows, and it knows what's best for our best and highest good. Sometimes our brain gets in the way, you know, and it'll try to tell us something different, because maybe that's in a way what we want or what we think we want. How many times have you thought you wanted something and you really tried and strived to get it, and then it wasn't at all what you expected it was going to be? Or you strived really hard to get it and it didn't work out, but something way better came along. What is meant for you will always find its way to you. Sarah said, I've been belittled by someone in the last week, tricking me that I'm evil and what I do is wrong, etc. It bothered me at first, but had to tell myself they are bashing me out of fear of what they don't understand, also where they are in life. Exactly, exactly. And you know, this is one thing that I have noticed a lot throughout my years, is people will bash something that they're afraid of, or they think they're afraid of, but it's usually something they know nothing about. If people would just educate themselves a little bit, they would find out that what they think something is rarely is what it really is. And I've seen that several times on like social media sites and stuff. If I don't understand something, whether it's a concept or an idea, just because I don't understand it, I'm not going to lash out at someone. I mean, you know, if that's them and their life or their story, who am I to say it's wrong? It doesn't work that way. We each have our own path to take, and we have to be respectful of other people's. Everyone experiences everything from their own perspective, from everything that they have seen and experienced throughout their life. So even though, Sarah, you and I could have experienced the same thing, we're both going to have different views on it because your life up till now and my life up till now have been lived completely different. We've had different experiences throughout our lives. So we're not going to, you know, see the same thing exactly the same. But if you don't know or understand something, first of all, what, you know, figure out exactly what it is that you're afraid of, something that you don't know. So educate yourself, educate yourself, educate yourself. You know, it's annoying when people do stuff like that, and it's very disrespectful. But when we educate ourselves, we usually find out there's really nothing to fear, you know, just our ideas around that situation or that subject, not actually what it is, but our ideas. And our ideas usually come from other people putting them on us. So we have to be able to hear something and know if what part of it is truth, if any, because the truth will resonate with us. The truth will resonate with us. I have seen a lot, you know, different things here and there and heard different conversations and hear people talking about something. And, you know, they're both like two people will have like the same ideas about a subject. And I can hear this whole entire conversation and none of it resonates with me. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't anything. So it's not my truth. But I'm not going to go up to them and say, well, you're wrong. Because everyone has their own path, their own journey to take. Well, hello, Sam. Sam, nice to see you here. If anyone would like a message, I would be happy to give you one. So just put that in the comments. And I would be happy to give you a message. And I feel like some of my cards are missing here from that deck. Because I better find them. Oh, maybe they're mixed in with other ones. But what I am going to do real quick is pull a card for the group. For the group. Sam, I've got you down. Let me just pull one for the group first, and then I'll get to the individual ones. Oh. It says, the divine fruit. As I work to improve and free myself, I strengthen my foundations. My intellect is light, my heart is warmth, and my soul is strength. I am nurtured by the divine sun. The fruit I bear reflects my inner light. And that's really beautiful. And it really ties in with talking last week about how we had planted our gardens, you know, and our spiritual gardens and all the things that we are going to reap from that harvest. Okay, so far I have Sam, and Robert. So you guys speak up because we've got plenty of time. And let's see what messages we have. My chair is squeaky for you guys. Okay. really this one. Joyce. And you know, when we step outside of that comfort zone, we feel very empowered. And once you get a taste of that feeling, you're going to be stepping outside of your comfort zone all the time, because it's an amazing, exhilarating feeling. I mean, it makes you feel like you're invincible, unstoppable, like you can do anything and everything. It's just an amazing feeling. Okay, I got Joyce and Sarah too. Sam, let's see what we have for you. Okay, Sam, the first card I got for you says, nurture yourself first. Nurture yourself first. You need to take care of yourself first and foremost before you are able to take care of anyone else. You need to fill up your cup so you have something to give to someone else. You can't just, you know, put yourself on hold and what you need and want on hold. That doesn't work for you anymore. And it really never did work for you, but now you're starting to understand that and realize that. So you need to show yourself a little bit more self-love, self-care, a little bit pampering, which I know might sound silly, but that's what you need. You need a little bit of pampering. And it says to ask for a sign. So whatever questions you may have, answers you may be seeking, they're saying for you to ask for a sign. Your angels will give you a sign. If it's not very clear, then you can ask for it to be clarified. So if you get a sign and you're like, well, I don't know if this is my sign, or I'm not really sure if this is an answer to what I'm asking, you can ask them to clarify it. Make it so crystal clear that you have no doubt that it's your answer. So don't be afraid to ask for assistance. Your angels and guides are always there, waiting for you to ask. Waiting for you to ask. Okay, Robert Myers. And then I have Joyce and Sarah. So if you would like a message, please let me know. Robert Myers. Oh, Robert, this is very interesting, because I believe, this is your wake-up call, Robert, your wake-up call. And this message feels very familiar for you. So I don't know if this is a card I got for you before, but there's something that you just really need to open your eyes about. Maybe it's not like you're in denial, but maybe it's just you're not seeing the whole picture. So you need to see the whole picture. So for whatever that means to you. And they're telling you to believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Know how powerful you are. Unbox those treasures. Unbox those gifts. Because there's so much more of Robert that you have yet to discover. And to remember, because, you know, we know all this stuff before we come here. And then we get this wonderful amnesia when we're born. And sometimes it takes us our whole life to start remembering things. But believe in yourself. Believe in all of your abilities. Believe in your talents. And believe and know that everything is possible. And you can create that for yourself. Hello, Melissa. Nice to see you. Melissa is the host of In the Psychic Flow. Wait, is that right? No. Joyful Findings. I'm sorry. Joyful Findings on Fridays at 8 p.m. Eastern. Melissa's was the first show I started watching, the first one I heard about. And Bella says, show is amazing. You guys should join her this Friday. And as we've been having this really cold weather, Melissa, I've been checking the temperatures where you live. And, yeah, I can see why people move there, because it was like in the 70s. And we were here freezing. But when you think of Texas, you don't think of it being, you know, getting freezing weather like that. Thank goodness it's not the norm. Okay, Miss Joyce, let's see what we have for you. Okay, Joyce, rejuvenate. So I feel like you need some me time. Some time to just relax. Maybe, you know, watch a movie, read a book, meditate. Something that's going to make you feel a little bit rejuvenated. And I just feel like that's what you need. I feel like you're a little bit run down, not necessarily physically, but maybe emotionally or spiritually, just from a lot of stuff coming at you. So I hope you will take a little bit of time for yourself. And also dreams. If you're not right now, you're going to be getting a lot more messages through your dreams. So write these down. Keep a dream journal. Keep a dream journal, Joyce. And write down all of this stuff, because usually when we wake up, like first thing, a lot of times we can remember our dreams. Now for me, if I wake up during the night while I'm having one, I remember it then. But then when I wake, if I fall back asleep, I don't remember it in the morning. Sometimes something will happen during the day that will trigger it, and I will remember it. Robert, you are so welcome. It's my pleasure. Robert says it's currently 17 degrees in Pennsylvania. I'm going to guess that's 17 degrees, which is really cold. Okay, Sarah. Let's see what we have for Sarah. So I hope that message resonates with you, Joyce, and I hope you will take a little bit of time to kind of de-stress and just not worry about anything. Of course, Bobby, let me write your name down. That would be Robert Jr. Okay, Sarah. Let go and enjoy. Don't take things so seriously all the time. Have some fun. Just let loose a little bit. And trust. Trust yourself. Trust yourself with the ideas that have been coming to you. Trust yourself with the decisions and the questions that have been coming to you, because you already have the answers. You already have the answers. You just have to realize that you do. And I know that makes perfect sense to you. You just have to realize that you already know. I have a couple of glitch in the matrix stories to tell you guys about in a few minutes as well. That's going to be kind of fun. But just let go and enjoy. Have a little bit of fun, Sarah. Do something that Sarah wants to do for Sarah. So I hope that makes sense to you. Okay, Bobby. What do we have for Bobby? Oh. Who we have for Bobby? Well, Bobby, I also got. Ooh, this is fun. I also got the Rejuvenate card for you. So I feel like you need some self-love time, self-healing time, just some quiet time with yourself, kind of reflecting, kind of figuring out where you want to go. But I love this other card for you. It's time to create, because it's time to create the life that you want, the life that you dream of having, all of the things that you desire, because you can do that. You can manifest everything that you want into your life. So take a little extra time for you. If you don't meditate, try it, because it's amazing. Quieting the mind, just being in that quietude and letting ideas and thoughts and different things come to you. It's just a beautiful experience. So whatever it is that you want to create in your life, this is the time to do it. I feel like there's going to be some changes for you this year, some very positive changes. So I feel like you have a lot to look forward to. So that's very exciting. Okay, Sarah said, thank you so much. Definitely really need me time still. And I know it's not easy, Sarah. You have a child. I understand. Just like, okay, for example, with my dog, I can't even go to the bathroom without her there. She follows me everywhere I go. And she's sitting here staring at me right now. But I know she's a dog and it's different than a child. But I understand the demands that puts on your time. So you just have to figure out a way to create a little bit more me time for yourself, because you really do need it. You really do. Oh, okay. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Bobby. Of course, Melissa. Joyce said, thank you so much. I usually dream vividly, but lately not as clearly remembered. Last night, a new car, but lost the keys. Don't remember the in-between part. Oh, wow. That's kind of funny. Melissa Parks. Melissa. See what we have for Melissa. Oh, I like this. Count your blessings. I know you do. I know you do. And the more that we count our blessings, the more blessings we have to count. Because it's a wonderful energy to put out there, that energy of gratitude and thankfulness. And also, the more blessings that you count, the more you have to count, You know how that works. But a lot of times, and I'm not saying necessarily, Melissa, that you do this, but this did come up for me. A lot of times something will happen in our life and we don't see it as a blessing. We don't realize what it really is until much later. So everyone, try to see things for what they are, a lesson, or some people call them a blessing, because it's a blessing and a lesson. That's a new word. But this card, Melissa, I really love, because you talk about this all the time. Shielding, about being in your bubble. So they're just saying that, they love that you do that. They love that you do that and that you tell other people to. I know a difference. I can feel a difference when I use that protective bubble and when I don't. So it's very powerful. It's a very powerful tool that we can use. And you talk about it a lot on your show. And I love that, because a lot of times we forget. A lot of times we forget. You know, we keep in a spiritual place and we do what we can all the time on a daily basis. But sometimes we forget certain things here and there. And I've been out before and thought, why am I getting all of this crap from people? And I'm like, I didn't put on my bubble. And I do it, and you can tell. It's like a protective shield, like immediately. It's amazing. So I just love that card. So you know that, you know, it's really helping a lot of people when you talk about that and teach them to do that, Melissa. So they're applauding you for that. Now, I didn't think of this, of course, till after the show last week. But I have a story about, you know, a glitch in the Matrix. I actually have two because another one happened. Things have been happening to me a lot lately. The other day, like I told you, how my dog follows me everywhere. I walked into the kitchen to get a cup of coffee. And she was right there by my feet. I felt her there. I saw her there. Okay, so I started out of the kitchen, walked into the living room, over to where my desk is, and she was sitting in there. She had not been in the kitchen at all. And it was just very crazy and weird. But the one that really got me happened a couple of weeks ago. And my son was sitting on the couch telling me about a conversation he had with someone through text messaging. And he was reading me some of the texting. And we had a discussion about this. And the next day he came home from work and he's like, Mom, I got to show you this. I got to tell you this. And he starts telling me about this conversation. And I'm like, I know we had this discussion last night. And he's like, no, we didn't. And I said, yes, we did. I can remember very clearly and very vividly every single thing you said. And he goes, Mom, I didn't get the text till this morning. I was just blown away, because we had already had that conversation. It was really, really bizarre, but it was really kind of cool too. So if anybody else has any stories of those little glitches, like the one time I saw the three teenagers standing by, like standing by our street talking, and I blinked and they were just gone. They hadn't walked away anywhere because they would have been visible. They just vanished. Just weird stuff. And I've been noticing a lot lately, probably in the last month or so, I've just been more, I think I'm paying more attention to everything that goes on around me, paying a lot more attention. And it's kind of cool when you pick up on all these little things. But they're not really little things. They're pretty big things, I think. And I think they're pretty interesting. And I love it when it's something that can't be explained away. But the conversation one with my son really blew me away the most because we had had that conversation the night before. And it was very clear to me. And when he told me he didn't get those text messages till the following morning of when I say we had the conversation, I mean, that's just really interesting. Really interesting. But I think we're going to start seeing a lot more things like this that happen. You know, whether it's some kind of a time loop thing or some kind of a portal thing with the energy. I don't know what it is. But it's just really kind of interesting. And, you know, yeah, it is. I thought so too, Sarah, that it's really cool. I love when things like that happen. I just think it's amazing. It just proves to me more and more and more, you know, that we live in that we are spiritual beings who are here on this earth visiting in these human bodies, just trying to get through, you know, the time that we have here. And it's not easy. It's not easy being a spirit in a human body. It's kind of like, you know, you ever see in those movies, might even be cartoons, I don't know. Well, they'll have like the big, like mechanical thing. And when you open it up, there's a little, you know, maybe say like Tweety Bird or something in there, moving the remotes and, or the handles to make this big thing move and everything. And it's kind of like that. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's just kind of crazy, but it can be a real challenge to be a human. Oh, Bobby said, amazing, absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, Ruth. That's exactly what I started doing today. Yay! That's so exciting. That is so exciting. And I'm so happy for you guys because It's going to be a really amazing year for us all. And I know, I'm sure you've picked up from other people here and there that, what kind of year this is going to be. And they're just very negative about it. I have not had that feeling. And I've had a feeling for 6 months about what this year is going to be like. And I feel like it's going to be a super duper year. But you know what? It's only going to be what we make it for ourselves, right? We could make it the worst year of our life if we wanted to. We could make it the best. And I really choose to make it the best, the absolute best. Things have been really different since 2020. People's perspectives have changed so much. And people are starting to really realize what it is that is important. And it's each other. It's love. It's unity. It's all of us joining together. Robert said, reminds me of One Step Beyond TV series. It was black and white. I remember that show. I remember that show and Twilight Zone. Oh, yeah. One Step Beyond. Yeah, I remember that. But yeah, I love when those little quirky things happen. To me, it's kind of like the norm. But you know what? You're going to find whatever it is that you're looking for. You find out there in the world what you carry in your heart. So if you're carrying peace and love, that's what you're going to see. That's what you're going to see. So carry peace and love and joy. And that's what you're going to experience. Well, I cannot believe that our time is up. It's already been an hour. That went by really fast. Thank you all so much for being here. I appreciate each and every one of you. And I will be back here next week when I have a few thoughts about karma that's already been coming to me. Not the karma hasn't been coming to me, but I've been inspired about karma for next week's show. Let's say that. And I've already been writing down some notes. So I think that's going to be fun. So I hope you guys will be here. And you guys have a wonderful, wonderful week. I love you all. Good night, everyone.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.